Welcome to Commerce Media Minute. I'm Sean Ayala. Today we're covering three signals from Cannes Lions 2026 that I think are worth paying attention to. We'll talk about how AI is changing product discovery, why retail media conversations are shifting beyond advertising, and why physical stores may become one of the most valuable media channels in marketing. Now let's get started. Signal number one, AI is compressing the customer journey. One of the biggest themes I noticed coming out of Cannes wasn't a single product announcement, it was a shift in how people are thinking about shopping itself. During a Beat TV interview, Patrick Albano from Best Buy Ads talked about AI collapsing the traditional discovery to purchase funnel. Instead of consumers bouncing between search engines, review sites, social media, retailer websites, and YouTube videos before making a purchase, AI has the potential to shorten that entire journey. Amazon Ads echoed a similar message throughout the week, focusing on how AI and commerce signals can work together to create more relevant customer experiences. Now, I don't think this means customers suddenly stop researching products, especially for big ticket purchases. People still want to compare, learn, and ask questions. But I do think we're entering a world where AI helps remove friction from the entire process. So why does this matter? Retailers have something AI desperately needs. Real purchase behaviors. Not just clicks, not just impressions, actual shopping decisions. As AI become a larger part of product discovery, first-party commerce data becomes even more valuable. So what should we watch for next? Watch how retailers begin connecting their first-party data with AI-powered shopping experiences. The technology is moving quickly, but what's really interesting is how retailers choose to apply it. Signal number two. Retail media is growing beyond advertising. Another thing that stood out to me this year was how the conversation around retail media has matured. Remember, a few years ago, retail media discussions were mostly about sponsored products and advertising inventory. This year, it felt much bigger. At Adweek House, leaders from Best Buy, Lowe's Media Network, Miracle Ads, and others participated in a session called The Race to Reinvent Retail Media. That title says a lot. The conversation wasn't simply about selling more ads. It was about solving business problems, helping brands understand customers, improving measurement, connecting media with commerce, creating better experiences. Walmart Connect also shared its broader vision for global commerce media, bringing together stores, e-commerce, membership, connected TV, and advertising into one connected ecosystem. Now, why does this matter? Because brands have more choices than ever. There are more retail media networks, more technology partners, more measurement tools, more places to invest. The networks that succeed won't necessarily be the ones with the most inventory. They'll be the ones that make marketing simpler and produce measurable business outcomes. So what should we watch for next? I'd keep an eye on how measurement evolves over the next year. The industry has spent a lot of time talking about standardization. Now we'll start to see which companies can actually deliver on it. Signal number three. Commerce media isn't escaping the digital shelf. This last theme might be my favorite. Commerce media isn't staying online anymore. It's moving into streaming TV, creator partnerships, physical stores, live events, connected devices, even AI conversations. One session at Cannes described this perfectly. Retail media escapes the shelf. I love that phrase because it captures what's happening across the industry right now. Best Buy Ads highlighted how brands can launch emerging technology by connecting awareness, education, and purchases across multiple touchpoints. Walmart Connect showcased how commerce and connected television are beginning to work together. The message was consistent. Consumers don't experience marketing one channel at a time. They simply experience brands. So why does this matter? Because customers don't think in funnels. They don't wake up and say, "I'm entering the consideration stage today." They discover products wherever they happen to be. Streaming a show, walking through a store, scrolling social media, talking with friends, using AI. Commerce media has an opportunity to connect all of those moments together. So what should we watch for next? Watch for retailers investing even more in creative experiences, not just better targeting. Data helps us understand customers. Creativity is still what makes people care. So here's my quick perspective. One thing I've learned over the past couple of years working in commerce media is that this industry moves incredibly fast. Every week there's another announcement, another partnership, another technology. I'm learning alongside many of you. That's one of the reasons I wanted to start this podcast, not because I have every answer, but because I enjoy connecting the dots and asking, what does this actually mean for marketers? Can reinforce something I've been thinking about for a while. Commerce media isn't becoming important because retailers are selling more advertising. It's not. It's becoming important because marketing, shopping, technology, and customer experiences are becoming more connected than ever before. To end, if there's one thing to remember from this podcast this week, it's this. The future of commerce media won't be defined by who has the most ad inventory. It'll be defined by who creates the most connected customer experiences. Thanks for listening to Commerce Media Minute. If you found this episode helpful, I'd love for you to subscribe and share it with a colleague who's interested in commerce media, retail media, or marketing. You can also find show notes and future episodes at SeanAyala.com. Again, I'm Sean Ayala. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.